Praise God. I will bless thee, O Lord. How many people have come today to bless the Lord? Word says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, to bless his holy name. There's a word from the Lord on this Mother's Day. Get your Bibles out even now. We're going to turn in the book of 2 Timothy, the second epistle of Paul to Timothy. And there in the first chapter, verse number 5. Again, if there are persons that you want to share this with, go right ahead. Let them know that Harvest is on the air in Baltimore County, just lifting up the name of Jesus. It is my prayer for all of the pastors around the globe who are doing the very same thing, trying to reach you. We're glad you joined us. There's a word from the Lord. It reads 2 Timothy 1 and 5. I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice. And I am persuaded now lives in you also. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, A Faithful Reminder. A Faithful Reminder. Now, this is old-fashioned, and you may have done it before. That is tying a string around your finger so you can remember something. Now, many of you may have done this before. You may have lost the string. But this string supposedly will help you to remember something, and you can reflect back onto why am I walking around with a string around my finger. I came across this saying this week that I thought was pretty on point. It says, how to remember what we forgot when we forgot that we don't remember. That's pretty heavy, pretty deep. But even when you do a list and you're a to-do list person, you write the list out, maybe not you, and then you forget where you've put the list. And then you realize, if I can find the list, I can remember what I was supposed to do for the day. And then when it comes to the alarm clocks, I mean, they're fancy as ever now. We have alarm clocks. We have these devices that will tell us it's time to get up. Well, you know who she is. That's the little lady in the box. And even then, we can shut her off. We can hit snooze and yet move our day. On this Mother's Day, what a perfect time to look back at the things that our mothers deposited into us. And it may have been a mother, a grandmother, or someone who had that role to where they tried to put something in you. And let's just call them our faithful reminders. In our text today, the Apostle Paul is writing to his understudy, Timothy, his son in the ministry. Paul is in prison in Rome. He's on death row, and yet he's still trying to encourage. It always amazes me that Paul didn't look at his current condition. He was more concerned about those he had brought into the ministry. So he writes what scholars believe is one of his last letters. He'd asked Timothy, if you can come and bring my books and my parchments. Even then he wanted the word. But Timothy, keep in mind, was in the city of Ephesus. And Timothy was the pastor in Ephesus. And Ephesus is a beautiful city. I wasn't there when Paul was there, but not long ago I got a chance to visit the city of Ephesus there in Turkey. And what a beautiful sight of some of the remains that are there. And our tour guide from St. Mary's Seminary would stop at each place and read scripture that related to where we were. Timothy was in a tough place. Timothy needed some encouragement along the way. Timothy was down. I won't say depressed, but he was discouraged. And Paul writes him to encourage him. Does anybody need some encouragement today? I mean, you may have tuned in and you weren't at your best. You may have tuned in and you may be struggling today. Can I stop by to just encourage you in the Lord? Maybe you are at a low place. I've heard the saying that I've been down so long that getting up was not on my mind. Well, put it on your mind today. He can do all things but fail. These are the times that we ought to rewind the things in our mind, remind ourselves of who we are and whose we are. And that's why I think it's so important, and I'll look at these and I'll unpack these today, to have a point of reference. Timothy needed to know there was a point of reference, and he had to recall the people of faith in his life, and of course, to know that God has given him a future. Let's begin to unpack this passage. A point of reference. Paul says to Timothy, I am reminded of your sincere faith. He had to point Timothy back and say, now, Timothy, now you know who you are. And every now and then we need to have someone to direct us back to what we already know. For a time when we were on fire for Jesus, a time we were saying, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. And it is to help us to understand something else. So that point of reference ought to take us back to a place and take us back to a scene that we can know that God is with us always, even to the end of the earth. He reminded Timothy, now, Timothy, I know you, man. I know your faith. I remember when the elders laid hands on you. And every now and then you ought to flash back to what God has done in your life. This may be a tough season for you, but can you think of the joy and the peace that he's given you in time past? Let that be your point of reference. He says to Timothy, Timothy, your faith is sincere. Your faith is genuine. Amen. You got genuine faith. Can I just get country for a minute? He had to remind him of that, and that what you have is the real thing. You have real faith. I've seen you operate. I have led you in this ministry. And as I write to you, I want you to lift up your head. Your faith is not a fake faith. Your faith has been tried and your faith has been tested. And Timothy, on this day, I need for you to look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help comes from the Lord. What about your faith? Is your faith sincere? Is what you believe about God real? And it's during these times, during the pandemic, that we think, now God, you said you're going to make a way out of no way, and we can trust him to do that. Amen? These are the times that our faith is tested. I'm so glad that when I have this point of reference, I think about mama taking me to church and she made us go to Sunday school. You know, that's we've stopped making children do anything now. The old saying, see, I was drugged as a kid. Amen. They drugged me to church. Didn't want to go. But after I got there, something happened. And now that I reflect back, there's a point of reference that God was doing something in me, whether it was Sunday school, whether it was the choir, whether it was the superintendent. There is a point. What is your point of reference? Proverbs 22:6. One of our subscriptures says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. In case you have gotten off on the side road, let me guide you back on. Then get back on the stuff that's got you through. You need a point of reference in your faith. These are faithful reminders, but not just a point of reference, but also stay connected to the people of faith. Timothy, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice. Paul names names. I like that. Paul mentioned in this letter who Timothy knew, who raised him, who put the word in him. And let me do a side note right here. So where was his father? Scholars have been looking for that. They know that Timothy had a father, obviously. He's not mentioned in the text. Maybe his daddy taught him some other stuff. Maybe his father taught him how to ride a bicycle. Maybe he taught him how to work. But when it came to grandmama and mama, they were more concerned about getting the word in Timothy. And, you know, Paul had to know Miss Lois. Can I say that? We've stopped using Miss. Mrs. Lois and Miss Eunice. You know, I see folk, and I say, either you're from the country or you were raised in a certain way to address people as Mr. and Mrs. And I believe that Paul had some dealings with them as it relates to he had to know these women. And I hear that they helped him in ministry. So when you bring up the names of those who've been faithful, it ought to ring a bell in your life. It ought to be that one thing. So when I think about my grandmama, yeah, she may have pulled the switch out, but she told me she loved me at the same time. When I think about my mother, yes, she told me she would not have any talking back, but I remember the things that she said to me. My God, there has to be, even in our own lives, people of faith, people who knew the Lord. Amen? It ought to be a faithful reminder. What mother or grandmother would you consider in your life that you would call women of faith? They didn't just look the part. And sisters didn't mind. I mean, they looked holy, if you know what holy looks like. But they were ones who walked in the way. My mother, Doris, my God, she loved some church and she loved some Jesus and would let you know. I can think the times I would go home, and even if I was on the air preaching in Live Oak, mama would tell me to be quiet so she could hear me on the radio. Amen. She had nobody to interrupt her when she was getting her praise on. Or my grandmother, Ollie, or my grandmother, Beachy. These are women who walked in faith. And so think of the names of persons who did what? They put the word in you. Praise God. They walked before the Lord on your behalf. Deuteronomy 6:7 is very clear. It says, here's our responsibility. And thou shalt teach them diligently, that is, the word of God, unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sitteth in thine house. Now, let me just put a pause on here. It's okay to talk about Jesus in your house. After all, it's your house. And so why are you restricted? Why don't you want to offend in your house, on your property? You ought to lift up the name of Jesus in your car. And so it is, do what? When you sit down in your house, when you lay down, when you get up, Jesus ought to be a part of your vocabulary. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We talk about everything else. Why not do what? Talk about faith. Let our children know how God has brought us through. They think we always live this way. They don't think we ever had a hard time. Child, let me get some old pictures I can pull back. You see that picture right there? We could barely pay rent. You see that picture right there? There was no car. You see that picture right there? There was no food. We've got to point to people of faith and also a point of reference. But finally, know that there's a promise for our future. It says, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Paul says, I am persuaded, Timothy. I am sure that the stuff you have in you, you've got the stuff. Amen. Can I just say that? That you got the stuff in you. It's there. Somebody made sure that you knew something about Jesus, that you had one Bible verse under your belt. If I called right now, you could pull it up because that's the one that got you through. There ought to be something on our spiritual hard drives that we can say, I've downloaded this, but in the time of trouble, I can call back and pull up a scripture that was shared with me. Do you have that stuff in you? Maybe we have no other takeaway today. So you know what? I got the stuff in me, the stuff that my mother put in me, the stuff that my grandmother put in me, the stuff that my neighbor put in me, that becomes so important. And then in verse 6, we don't get in that today, but he mentions to him right after the 5th verse, Timothy, you need to stir up the gift that is in you. The stuff is in you. It needs to be activated. Amen. You need to fan the flame. Amen. You got some stuff. It just needs to be blown on by the Holy Spirit. Can I just get excited about that? That there's some stuff in you that you may have forgotten about. I declare today, if you begin to have a faithful reminder moment, you'll be amazed what will come out of you and what will get you through these tough times. Stir it up. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, now my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving. Do you thank God for saving you today? I mean, sure enough, saving you. Sure enough, pulling you from some places that you didn't belong. Sure enough, putting you on the straight and the narrow. God has a future for you. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will do what? Will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You ought to be getting excited right now. I feel that stuff stirring up in me right now. I can feel it. That stuff is stirring up in me. The things that got me through and got you through. And mother was always there for Jesus, her son, the only begotten son. Mary was there when she got the word that she would be the one to bear the Christ child. She was there in Bethlehem, no room in the inn. She was there in Nazareth, people talking about her behind her back. She was there at the cross, amen? And she was also in the upper room when the Holy Ghost came through. Mothers are there. We need some reminders in our life. Praise God. On that same trip to Ephesus, we got a chance to go up on a high hill, and there is a chapel there that sits in Ephesus. It is believed that that is the home of Mary, that Mary once lived there. Amen. But thank God for mothers who stay on the job. Mothers, we have an obligation today to pass along our faith to our children. I'm not talking down to you. I'm talking to you. Amen. We have to think about the race that's run. I think about my high school track days. Now, I could do a long distance, but we had guys who could run. They were the relay team. I could call their names. Then brothers probably can still get a step or two in. Amen? But they would have that baton, and they would run to the next person, placing it in the next person's hand. As they made the lap around, you couldn't drop that thing. Every now and then, you got to pick it up because you're trying to get to the finish line of life. And so they would run. It reminds me of Hebrews. It says, laying aside every weight, looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. That we are running this race for life. In other words, you've got a charge. We have a charge as a community of faith, mothers and grandmothers and fathers and uncles and cousins and neighbors, and the neighbor in our community who was like a mother was Miss Rebecca Garvin. Her house set on the edge there at Martin Street and West Street. And she would watch out for everybody in the community and would call you out from her front porch. Didn't have any binoculars, but she knew who was doing wrong and who was doing right. But I remember her in another way. On Sunday mornings, she would sit in the church to the left, over in the corner. That was the mother's board. And every Sunday when this hymn was raised up, she made sure that she was the one to lead it. A charge to keep I have, a God to glorify, who gave his son my soul to save and to fit it for the sky, to serve this present age, my calling to fulfill, or may it all my power engage to do my master's will. Isn't that what we're called to do? So right now, what you don't need is amnesia. What you need is a hallelujah. You need the Lord Jesus Christ to bring it all back to your remembrance. Well, your day is going to be a day, I pray, that's filled with what? Reminders. Take that string off your finger. When you think about how good God has been to you, you say, you know what? I kind of remember now everything he's done in my life, and I can pass along what is in me. That is the word of God. It is already a blessing. Come on, give God some praise wherever you are today. Thank the Lord. Let's take a moment even now to invite you to learn of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. As we come today, we thank you, God, for mothers who have gone on to glory, who now sit over the balconies of heaven telling us to run our race. But God, we thank you for the mothers of the present, those who can still deposit into our lives, in our experiences, that they might not be blocked, that the big mamas of our generation can still speak, and that we as this generation will listen to what they're saying. Now, Father, I pray even now, if there's one in this place who has never confess their sins unto you, who've never said, Lord Jesus, I want to be saved. Well, now is that opportunity. Father, we pray for that soul today. May be discouraged, but maybe it takes a stir up to remind them of what the Bible says. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Today, if you're there, take a moment, open your heart, open your mind to Jesus. He wants to come in. He wants to save your soul. He wants to make you new. We believe it today that someone, somewhere, have a new relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. And I tell you what, some reminders. Oh, God, thank you for all the things that you allowed our mothers to put in us. And they had to stuff it in us. We didn't want it, but thank God we got it. Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. I want to just let you know you can check us out. We have an opportunity for you as the Lord so leads you to give online. And it's there on the screen. But on top of that, we want to keep you updated. We had a great time this week. We were able to have a session, The Things That Mama Said. If you have not watched that, you ought to go back and watch it. Amen. Go back and watch it and make your comments. We'd love to still hear the things that Mama said. Amen. I bless the Lord today. As always, I thank the production crew who comes together each and every Sunday. Say to my Harvest family, all the mothers at Harvest, God bless y'all. I'll see y'all. And we love you in the Lord today. This is from myself and the First Family. Amen. Well, enjoy your day today and make sure that you give God all the praise and all the glory. Until next Sunday, have a great day and a great Mother's Day in the Lord.